Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Anonymous says, I'm consistently getting three perfect games and only about 5 minutes to complete the fourth game. With the time constraint, I normally get flustered and panic, but I can normally get the first 2 to 3 questions correct in that time and guess on the remaining 2 to 3. I normally get only these last questions wrong and have been considering, but not implementing, reading the game and abandoning worlds at this time in order to give myself the full remaining time to brainstorming answers rather than writing down worlds to improve my score. I would like some guidance on what the best method would be and am receptive to any advice.
Get better at making worlds in the first place. Your problem isn't what you're doing in the last 5 minutes. Your problem is what you're doing in the first 30 minutes. Yeah. If it takes you 30 minutes to do the first three games, it's because you're not making good enough worlds on the first three games. You got to get better at that so that you have more time remaining at the end of the section. The other thing that I would like to say is that when you get good at making worlds, there are many games, even game fours, that you can do the entire thing start to finish, including the worlds and answering all of the questions in just 5 minutes. So I would be, you know, like you've got this strategy that you're thinking here, like, well, with 5 minutes left, I'm just going to settle for 2 or 3 questions. I would be greedy. I don't care. The 5 minute warning pops up right as I switch to game four. Okay, I'm going to break this thing down into some worlds. I'm going to bake in my rules as best I can. I'm going to start answering the questions because I know that once I've made my worlds, I can frequently answer all of the questions in like a minute. And so, you know, I guess it's a higher variance strategy. But now that I think of it, higher variance strategies are actually good on the LSAT anyway.
Why do you say
that? Why is that? I was going to ask you to figure out my logic.
Is it because you're taking the test multiple times? So you want to hit it big, and if you lose, you can just take it again. So
yeah, I'm not saying go out and intentionally do a bunch of risky shit, but this, you know, like Anonymous is thinking, well, for safety, I'm just going to do 2 or 3 questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you can take the test 5 times.
Yeah.
And on the next attempt, you might crush the games and score perfect anyway.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you try to do the entire game? And I'm not saying rush. I'm saying the exact opposite of that. I'm saying take the time to read the rules, understand what the rules are saying, start to see the connections, choose a good starting place for worlds. You know, a player that was mentioned in more than one rule is often a good place to start your worlds. Start with that player, bake in the rules to whatever extent is possible. And if that takes 3 or 4 minutes, that's okay, because in 1 or 2 minutes, I think you're going to answer not only 2 or 3 questions, but frequently you're going to answer 5 or 6 questions, at least once you get good enough at this. And if not, there's always the next test. So the higher variance strategy is actually better, assuming you're going to be smart about the way you do this and you're going to exhaust your attempts. Law schools only care about your highest score.
Yeah.
So there's no point having like a safe strategy for those last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. I want to double down on what you said earlier. You said get better at worlds so that you're not playing this game in the last 5 minutes, right? You're not doing this thing where you're trying to figure out how to squeeze the most out of 5 minutes.
Right.
You're getting to the fourth game with 10 minutes, maybe even 15 minutes. And I think this comes from the fact that Anonymous says, I am consistently getting 3 perfect games. I think we're much less likely to see people get 100% accuracy in reading comprehension or logical reasoning and not be very close to how they should be approaching those questions. Mm. In games, though, I think you can get a perfect score and still be way off of how you should be approaching them. I mean, yeah. Anonymous is doing worlds, right? But how are you doing those worlds? Are you doing 8 worlds when 3 would suffice?
Right.
Are you doing them just based on the first rule that pops into your mind? Or are you looking at the rules and saying, oh, there's a rule that would be nice to get rid of, and I'm going to start with that one? Like, perfect games, great. how long did it take you? Some people do perfect games in 12 a game in 12 minutes while someone else finishes it in six.
Yeah, Anonymous is doing the first three games in an average of 10 minutes apiece.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes apiece for the first three games just doesn't get it done. The games get harder as you get deeper into the section. So yeah, you need to be doing the first game in 5 minutes sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes the first game's not that easy.
Yeah.
But the first or second or third game, one of those games has to take you 5 minutes. And frequently, multiple of those games will take you only 5 minutes. Game four can also take you only 5 minutes. You just got to start ignoring the clock and building better worlds so that you can effortlessly crush the games. Keep going, Anonymous. I'm glad you wrote in. I think you've got all the potential, but I do agree with you, Ben. There's something there where it's possible to develop a strategy. I don't think this is true about LR, and I don't think it's true about reading comp, but it's possible to develop strategies for the games only where you're going to like consistently, reliably grind out two or three perfect games, but always run out of time.
Yeah.
And instead, if you're really going to crush it, if you're going to flip it and make games your best section, you've got to go with, I guess it's a higher variance strategy where it's like, yeah, I'm going to make sure that I'm incorporating my rules into worlds so that by the time I start answering the questions, it's just like bang, 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 bang. Next.
Yeah.
Take all the time to set up your worlds. Bang, 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 bang. Next. Ben, you made a couple good points. Are you making 8 worlds where 3 will suffice? Like maybe you haven't yet learned when to stop. You think, oh, well, I have to keep splitting and splitting and splitting. Or you think I have to go for complete solutions instead of being comfortable with some of your templates being blank.
Yeah.
Right. Like frequently 2 or 3 worlds and one of them is totally blank is great. Like you've already killed it.
Yeah.
If you've baked the rules in. If you haven't baked the rules in, then no. But you can crush games with totally blank worlds sometimes. As long as you've baked the rules in. So wait, that was one of the things you said was, are you making 8 where 3? Oh, what order are you? Yeah. What's your first split? That's the thing I like to ask people in class. What was your first split?
Yeah.
And was it the first rule? Because if your first split was the first rule, then it makes me think, are you just going in order? Because it's not probably a good idea to just go in order.
Yeah.
I am telling you that the purpose of making worlds is to bake the rules in, but you should choose where you're going to start because some starting points are going to be more productive than others. And simply starting with the first rule probably ain't it. There's probably some other rule that is like, well, look, N was mentioned in that rule and N was mentioned in that rule. Maybe I can like do a 2-for-1 here by attacking this game based on N. I think that was also a good point for Anonymous. Like, take it seriously, Anonymous, how you're making those worlds and stop celebrating 3 perfect games in 30 minutes. Cause that's just like that. That's where your problem really lies, is that you're not crushing those games hard enough.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cool. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.